Highway in Pickens, or call 864-898-9569.
Crute LED, founded and managed by technocrats, is a lighting supplier and a solutions provider for a wide range of lighting needs for residential and commercial use, along with specialized lighting needs like LED signage and sign lighting products. Our commitment to our contractors and facility maintenance managers is to provide a unique and high-quality lighting solution for their customers from our broad selection of in-stock products. Continuous analysis of the current LED market allows us to introduce new products with the latest lighting technologies and designs. Designs that deliver for the end user and allow installers to save time putting them in place. We strive to deliver certified and high-quality, long-lasting products with competitive pricing. We're focused on providing best-in-class customer service and have a large enough on-hand inventory to handle the largest projects. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com to put us to work for you today.
Ships at sea. You want to get in, 654-7627. It's an abbreviated edition of the show today. Clemson baseball headed your way later on this afternoon. I think it's going to be a very interesting series. I think both teams are very evenly matched. I think it's way too early to know much about either one. I think this is where you start to find out. I don't read anything in to the early season results for either team. I just don't. I think that in Clemson's case, very young team. I'm a little concerned about that youth over the course of this whole season. But I think what you're going to see here is what you would expect to see here. I think you're going to see evenly played games. Now, an evenly played series. Sometimes games go one way or another, but I think it's going to be a very evenly played series. The only prediction I'm making is someone's going to win 2-1. I mean, I would be shocked if either team swept. I just don't think we're there. I think the teams are very even on paper, and that's what I would expect to see in the game. So it all gets started right here on WCCP at 6 p.m. today. Brooks Crawford going for the Tigers, and I think that the hope by Monty Lee there is that he stays on the hill and gives us some innings and has the maturity to put Clemson in a good spot in game one. So we'll see. Hey, Ramona. Texter writes, Walt, I'm a slightly above average electrician. I want a 13-year contract for ungodly money.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's, I'm still so mystified by that. You know what? Here's the thing. You know how I talked about how the good teams didn't engage in this? How they weren't going to do this? I wasn't aware of this, but the Dodgers apparently offered Harper an extremely lucrative contract. Extremely lucrative. More per season than the one he signed. But you know what the kicker was?
What?
It was for 4 years.
Oh, that's what it was.
The Dodgers offered Harper a 4-year deal for an alleged ungodly amount of money, but a 4-year deal. More money than they should have offered. I don't even feel comfortable.
Of course.
I don't even feel comfortable revealing what that alleged number was. But it was significantly more than $30 million a year, according to reports. But it was 4 years. 4 years. And see, that's the thing. If you were going to offer that cat money, that's what you needed to do. Offer it to him over a 4-year period. Because there is no way you can trust him for more than that. It's impossible. But, and so when I saw the Dodgers offer, I thought, yeah, well, at least that makes some sense. I still wouldn't have done that. I still would not have offered anywhere near the money the Dodgers offer for him because he just doesn't warrant it. He's just not a good enough player to warrant that money. But if you are going to, then do it on a 4-year deal. Don't do it on a 13-year deal. But, hey. Neither here nor there. You want to get in, now would be a good time. You don't have a lot of time to do it on today's show, so you sort of need to get off your butt and get to the phone and dial it. By the way, Ramona, have I told you I hate Friday people?
You hate Friday
I do.
People?
Friday is the worst day driving.
Oh,
it's like there are three times as many vehicles on the road, and why every single time do I have to get behind a Buick driving a Buick? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Somebody that's sightseeing and doesn't really have a schedule.
Pretty much. The speed limit's like 45 and they're tooling along at 25. And there's nowhere to get by them. There's never a chance to get by them.
No, no.
There's never a chance to get by them. Friday's driving me crazy, but today was like the worst Friday ever.
Because of the rain, probably.
I guess. I don't know. It was just absolutely awful. Stay home. Stay in your houses. Rain is dangerous. Stay home. At least until I get out of here today. Then you go do whatever you want. But until like...
I'm driving, I'm like, this is my schedule.
Right. Until like,
get away from
me. Until like 7 o'clock, stay in your homes. Stay safely. I'm worried about you, actually.
It's strictly worried about them, not yourself.
That's right. I'm really worried about you. Stay safely in your homes until about 7. After that, go kill yourselves. Texas says, Walt, you don't know the half of it. I drive a truck. These idiots out here, no headlights, pouring rain, cell phone stuck in their face. Marty in Simpsonville. You're 100% right, Marty. I saw a guy one day. I was driving into work, right? He is on a laptop. He is running a laptop while he's driving. Yeah. Right to jail.
You know, they come
right
up with those new
jail cars
that do all these different things where you don't have to pay attention to you. They stop themselves and they park, do all these things. That I think they invented that so that people could talk on their cell phones and do all this. And that's dangerous.
When I was a kid,
When I was a kid, I
had a couple of vehicles that how should I put this? If you were really, really bad on the road, I wouldn't necessarily be above bumping you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I had a couple of those vehicles.
Those are the kind that you see them ride by and you go, whoa.
Almost exclusively for that purpose.
Yeah.
And I felt like I needed it today. You know, I felt like I needed one of those today.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, just stay home until like 7, okay? And we'll be good. After 7, knock yourselves out.
Go
do whatever you want. Phone lines are already busy. I'm coming right to you guys. Before you know what, because I'm short in the show, I'll tell you what. Let's do something we never do. Let's take some callers in the first segment. How about that? Have we taken a caller in a first segment in like 5 years?
Not in a while.
Yeah, it's not something, but we're so abbreviated. Let's condense it. Let's do the Cliff Notes version. I have a lot of things going. I have some interesting numbers. I have one number to me. It's absolutely fascinating from the combine. I'm not sure even what to read into it. It is Patrick and then Seminole Ted. Patrick, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. How about you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Patrick.
I appreciate you having me. Hey, I know we talked about this Bryce Harper thing last week. You know, I read the deal about the Dodgers and stuff late last night and this morning. You know, if you're going to turn down $45 million a year for 4 years for a 13-year contract, that either means two things. One, you're betting against yourself because you don't think you can do it and handle that kind of money. Or two, there's some sort of long-term, like, plan or something in place. You know, the thing that keeps coming back to me that we talked about last week was, you know, the Alex Rodriguez thing where he took all that money from Texas.
Yep.
And he wound up going to the Yankees. And, you know, then you got to look at it. The same thing happened with Giancarlo Stanton. Same thing. Got the big contract from the Marlins. You know, what, a couple years he took that contract. Then next thing you know, he's off to the Yankees. You know, just it makes me wonder if that's maybe what he's hoping for. He got all the money up front because he knew the Yankees weren't going to pay it. You know, they say he's always wanted to play there. And maybe he's just hedging his bets and hoping the same thing happens to him. I don't know. But, you know, if it was me, man, I think I would have took $45 million over 4 years to play with somebody that's been in the playoffs for the past couple of years to try to win a championship. And, you know, if you crush it for 4 years, somebody's going to give you a stupid contract again for the last nine.
Yeah, I think you raise a fascinating point when you say it's almost like he's betting against himself in not taking that Dodger deal and opting for the 13-year deal. I think that's an excellent point, Patrick, and one that I hadn't even considered. But I think you may actually be onto something right there.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I read earlier where I think the Dodgers has already sold, or I mean the Phillies sold like 100,000 tickets or something like that, some number for this. But I say give it 3 years and he's on the move. You know, that's just my opinion. And y'all have a good Friday.
Thank you, Patrick. Excellent job. Ramona Texter Brad writes, we got idiots wrecked in the ditch in front of the KFC in Clemson.
They're in the ditch?
I don't know. Hopefully everybody's all right. Yeah, but, you know, hey, man, I have seen, honestly, not this rain, because this stuff is clearing up, but you know, I have seen all sorts of weather conditions. I have experienced the worst of black ice that you can possibly imagine. But the worst conditions I may have ever seen, and when I say I've been in 40, you know, what do I say? 43, 44 states. I've gone to 43. I have driven in 43, 44 states. I basically don't go anywhere by plane. I've driven in 43, 44 states. So I have experienced all sorts of road issues and weather conditions. The worst thing I think I've ever seen was I was driving to Montana 1 year. Yes, Montana. And I started out through Tennessee and I hit the worst. There's no way to describe how hard it was raining. It seemed like anytime I went in that direction, I always hit terrible rain in Tennessee. But there's just absolutely no worldly way to describe how hard it was raining. And when I got to the highway, there were at least 50 vehicles down in ditches. It was so, there were people stopped on the highways because they couldn't drive in it. They couldn't see in it. Many of them, there were flashing lights, blue lights absolutely everywhere.
What?
I mean, it was an absolute disaster. And the thing is, you literally could not see, but you couldn't stop. You know, the people who were just stopping, they were the dumbest people of all.
Yeah,
they were guaranteed to be hit, you know?
Yeah, because if they think, because the rain, it seems to slow down while you're in a stop position. And then when you try to get back on the highway, you're going to end up hitting somebody.
But it wasn't even that. It was if you stopped, you were going to get hit because people were driving off the roads left and right. So if you stopped, you were destined to get hit. But, and so people think like rain is nothing. I can tell you once as a kid, I can tell you what rain did. As a kid one time, I was driving on a highway in northern Tennessee. And I was, it was pouring and I was behind an 18-wheel truck and I went to pass it and water was just spitting everywhere from the tires of that 18-wheel truck. Uh-huh. It was like washing over my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
You know what hydroplaning is?
Yeah.
At whatever speed I was going, 70 miles an hour,
yeah.
80 miles an hour, whatever it was, I started going in circles.
Did you really?
Spinning in circles.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of the highway, it was spinning like a top in circles.
No.
And it was really like nothing I could do about it. It was like hope nobody hits you and hope it stops at some point. Which eventually it did. And miraculously, there was no one there to hit me. So,
oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. But that stuff is real. The rain is more dangerous than people think. Not this, but I mean, there's no excuse for anything today. But it is just, I'm telling
you. It's not raining hard out there.
No, there's nothing. It's not even raining. It's not even raining. Seminole Ted, you're up first. Texas, were you a kid on Noah's Ark? Apparently. Seminole Ted, you're up first. As soon as we get back, don't go anywhere. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunza Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Kunza Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Oh.
Walt Deptula Red Rage, Friday, Boston. Chris and Easy writes, spinning like a Sumlin Friday bender. That's just wrong, Chris. Lived in Memphis for 10 years. He said he's seen it all. 3-inch ice roads, everything. Yeah, but the most dangerous ice is the thinnest, tiniest black ice, which, you know, you don't see until it's too late. But, you know, let me tell you something, Marona. Spinning on the highway at like 70 miles an hour as a teenager, that'll settle you right down. At least for like 24 hours.
Yeah, I noticed that you said you were going 80.
I don't know what I was going. Yeah. I went to pass this 18-wheeler in this bad rainstorm.
Gosh, and the rain was coming. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was very enjoyable for him. All he was ahead of me. Yeah. I was probably not going to catch him spinning. Yeah. So, no, it's like he got to watch a real-life action movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was not fun. That's more than any amusement park ride. You can get in 654-7627. This is a good time. I'm sorry to hear that, Jamie. Seminole Ted. Ted.
Hey, Walt, thanks for taking my call.
How are you,
Ted? So I wanted to talk about the Bryce Harper thing. You know, I wonder how much of this was his agent pushing him to go long term just in case there is a drop off. Personally, I don't think he's worth $30 million a year, much less $45 million a year. Just me. I mean, he's going to be a good player, but I don't think he's going to be all in. I wouldn't have paid that for Machado either. But I just wonder how much of that was his agent doing that. And I got two questions, and I'll take it off the air. Do you think with the Braves not doing a lot in acquisitions during the offseason that they can rely on the farm system pitching to stay where or to maintain?
Yeah.
And the other question I have is concerning the Clemson Carolina series this weekend. Would you call this a must-win for the Gamecocks in the sense of they're losing every rivalry sport, whether it be football, basketball, baseball? They've been losing. They've lost the series the last couple of years to the Tigers. Would you consider this a must-win for the Gamecock baseball program? And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you, Ted. Well, I think the first thing with the Braves is you have a number of early season potential injury issues with the pitching staff right now, including your alleged ace, who has elbow soreness. So I think right now there are some questions about the Braves staff and the health of the Braves staff, and I hope that's not an early sign of bad things to come for Atlanta this year. Sometimes you have these seasons, you just do, where guys just keep getting hurt and you lose key players. I hope that's not the case because I think Atlanta was content to just sit and use their farm system and they have a long-term plan. And I think they should stick to that plan fundamentally. Now, if they see a need to go out and add a starting pitcher, I could see that. But other than that, I think they should just stick to their long-term plan. In terms of the Clemson South Carolina thing, I think you raise an interesting point. But look, I don't view any early season series as must anything. We use the word must too much. You know, every basketball game is a must win until the next game is played. You know, we do this all the time. And so I think it's easy to say that, but it's still an early season. These teams are still trying to find themselves. Regardless of which team wins this series, it doesn't mean that the other won't go on to have the better year. So I don't see it that way. I think from a South Carolina standpoint, given how a lot of these recent athletic battles have gone, you'd like to be able to sort of change that momentum a little. Yeah. But I don't see it as a must win because of that situation. I have people asking me about the combine. I have lots of stuff. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Now would be a good time. We'll talk a little Clemson, North Carolina basketball, too, off of the Brad Brownell interview yesterday. That's on the website, by the way. And I think there's a lot of good stuff in that interview. We covered a lot of stuff looking back at Pittsburgh, looking forward. Several things from the combine of note. First of all, you know, Garrett Bradbury ran a sub 5 40 for NC State, and there's a lot being made of that, and I've already seen the some of the tweets about it. Gil Brandt saying, you know, plug and play guy, and right from day one based on his running. And I'm seeing that same type of thing with other guys who are running well, other offensive linemen have run well. Slow down. Bradbury is a great athlete. You should have seen that on film. You didn't need to see him run at the 40 to understand that. If you're actually paying attention to the process, if you're involved in the process, if you're watching it, if you watch the Senior Bowl one-on-ones, you would know that Bradbury is a great athlete. No question about that. You'd also know something else if you watched the Senior Bowl one-on-ones. You would know he got trucked. I mean, he got run over time and time again in those one-on-ones. He has to get physically stronger. He is not plug and play. I do not view Bradbury as plug and play. If Bradbury is plug and play, you better make sure that your quarterback has life insurance, because he couldn't block college guys who were bull rushing him and driving him straight backward in one-on-ones. Did anybody watch any of this? Come on, Gil Brandt. I love you, but you should have watched some of that. I like Bradbury. This is going to sound like I don't like him. I do. I think he's very athletic, and I think he's going to get stronger, and I think he's going to wind up being a 10-year starter in the National Football League. I think he's going to be a very good player. I think he has real potential. But don't look at a guy, don't look at an offensive center run a 40-yard dash, and then because he runs fast, say, oh, he's plug and play. That's what Gil wrote today. He wrote, he's plug and play. And then other people responded similarly. No, he's not plug and play, unless you want to get your quarterback killed. He has to get stronger. That's his weakness. He has great lateral movement. He has good feet. He's a good athlete. He's going to be, I think, in time, a dominant center. But if you watch him go up against, first of all, most of the defensive linemen at the Senior Bowl are not the best defensive linemen in the country this year, because most of those guys opted not to go to the Senior Bowl if they had the opportunity to do so. And so you're not facing, it's the best of the college postseason bowls games, and it's a really good evaluation element, and a lot of players from the Senior Bowl go on to be picked in the NFL draft. But it's still not the best of the best. And if those players are bull rushing you and driving you straight backwards, as they were, go watch it. Then don't tell me he's plug and play at the NFL level, where he's going to be facing much bigger, much stronger, much more explosive guys than he faced in the Senior Bowl one-on-ones. Again, texter asked, what the heck is plug and play? Plug and play means you can plug a guy in immediately to a spot that you have, and he can play right from day one. It means, from an offensive lineman standpoint, it means if you're talking about Bradbury as plug and play, you're talking about going to a team that doesn't have a center, and he steps in immediately and plays from day one. He is not that. If he is, your team has a problem. Again, I like him. I would draft him. I don't want to make it sound like I don't like Bradbury. I do. I like him a lot. I would draft him. And I might plan on him being my starting center, you know, 2-3 years from now. But he's going to have to get bigger. He's going to have to get stronger. Significantly stronger. That's his issue. You want to get in 654-7627. I have the strangest combine measurement of my lifetime in watching the NFL combine and being involved in this forever and analyzing it. And I'll get to that in a few minutes. Before I do that, let me get to Joe. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting
here. I was going to ask you some questions about the draft.
Yep.
Did you see what the Giants were talking about, that they're probably going to try to do, quote, the Kansas City model?
Yeah.
Which
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. You know, I suggested that a long time ago, but I was talking about the scheme. You know, I was talking about you have all those weapons, run the same scheme, and do it with Kyler Murray, and you could replicate exactly what Kansas City's doing. That's not what the Giants are talking about. They're talking about the Kansas City model, meaning you draft Patrick Mahomes, he comes in, plays a year behind your starting quarterback, and then you move on. So I'm sure Eli Manning is grateful to learn that the Giants are planning on instituting the Kansas City model.
Well, I'm sure he'll cry in front of his locker room again and get his daddy to make some phone calls. there's a lot of talk that the Panthers are going to move up in the draft and package their, I think, second or third round and move up to around like 10 or in the top 10. I'm not a huge fan of that because I still think you can get some value in a corner.
I'm sorry.
At 16.
Well, wait. So to do what?
They're talking about getting a defensive end in the top 10. And I'm not a big fan of that.
Now, who said that? Where did you see that?
I was like reading I don't remember the exact blog. It was like an ESPN blog for the Panthers. And then I think somebody else in Charlotte.
Well, here's the thing. I absolutely think that edge rusher is a primary need. And it's generally an area that if you're going to address, you have to address it at that part of the draft. You don't generally find quality edge rushers past the top half of round one, honestly. That's where you have to go to get them, and there are a lot of those guys in that mix. So if that's what you're intent on doing, so be it. I find it interesting because I've heard Rivera talk about how the primary need this offseason is to address the offensive line in every way possible.
Yeah.
And that they were going to spend a ton of draft picks on offensive linemen. Well, if you're going to be packaging your picks to go get a defensive end, then I'm not sure how you're going to be spending a ton of draft picks on offensive linemen.
I mean, when you say the offensive lineman is probably more pressing, I know the defensive pass rush was terrible, but, I mean, if you get another hit on Cam, his career is over.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, I think the offensive line is the most important, but appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, that's a good job. All right, so here are some of the Clemson players and what they weighed in at, and a few others of interest. I'm just bumping around here, things I jotted down. Trey Lamar, 6'3 and 3/8, 253. Kendall Joseph, 5'11 and 5/8, 233. Bryce Allen Williams, South Carolina, 6 feet, 5'8", 236. Austin Bryant, 6'3", and 7'8", 271. 34 and 5/8 inch arms. That's an enormous plus arm length for an edge guy. Zach Allen, Boston College, 6'4 and an eighth, 281, 34, and I can't read my own writing, 4/8 inch arms. And the reason it's an eighth and you don't say a half is because the measurements are actually in half, and they don't really read like this. I just took them off a site that had them like this. So there's that. Like, for example, Zach Allen's actual height, as it would be listed in any actual combine reference, would read 6401, and that equates to 6'4 and 1/8. The final digit is always eighths. I watched Zach Allen at the combine in the 1-on-1 drills, and he's very athletic. He's very explosive for a big guy, but everything's just a bull rush. He just doesn't have much of an array of pass rush moves at this point, and he's going to have to improve in that area. If he slips in this draft, that'll be the reason why. He just didn't show any secondary moves. There was nothing. He was basically trying to bull rush every guy he went up against, and sometimes he had some success, and more often than not, he sort of just petered out. Because you've got to be able to do something other than that, especially at the pro level. And that was a little bit disappointing in watching him in the one-on-ones. Brian Burns, the Florida State defensive end, 6'4 and 6'8, 249, which is a good weight for him, 33 and 7/8 inch arms, but an insane wingspan of 83 and 5/8. Cleland Furrell, to have it right, is 6'4 and 3/8, 264. 34 and an eighth inch arm. So again, like Bryant, long arms, which is a real positive, and an 82 and three eighths wingspan, which is also a real positive. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym, stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. If you own one of those vehicles, you have an enormous inherent advantage over the rest of us, because you have a specialist for your vehicle. These people drive these vehicles all day. They drive them to work. They drive them home at night. They work on them all day. They know them inside and out. Halt only hires the absolute best in the industry. Like in the Anderson location, Greg has over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists in the industry. They know these vehicles inside and out. This is not your father's Oldsmobile anymore. You don't have these old garages where the belts hang from the ceiling and they could work on any make and model. You need specialists. If you're taking your car to Joe Mechanic and there are 100 different makes and models of vehicles, you think he's an expert in yours? No, he's not. Halt is. If you own one of those vehicles, stop wasting time. Get your vehicle over to Halt. Get in. Who does these things? 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. Free roadside assistance. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. Professional. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. It just doesn't get better than First Class Halt. Call them in Anderson. Set up your appointment. 260-9600. 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212. 297-1212. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
This weekend, the Battle of the Palmetto State resumes on the diamond as the Tigers and the Gamecocks square off in their annual weekend series for bragging rights in the state. The Tigers host the Gamecocks Friday at 6 p.m., with the second meeting being played at Four Field in Greenville at 1 p.m. and then wrapping up Sunday in Columbia at 1 p.m. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
You
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Industrial Plastics Group, is currently seeking maintenance technicians at the TaylorMade facility in Liberty. Qualified candidates must have a technical degree in mechatronics or industrial maintenance and be willing to work any shift. For more information and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com. Industrial Plastics Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now's a good time. You want to get in, enjoy the conversation. You're welcome to 654-7627. Limited time today, so you got to get in. If you know what you want to talk about, get in on the phone lines right now, and you can join the conversation. I gave you Cleveland Farrell's measurables right before we went to break. And again, 6'4 3/8", 264, 34 and an eighth inch arms, 82 and 3/8 inch wingspan. And if you compare that to Nick Bosa, it's pretty interesting because Bosa sort of pales in comparison. 6'3 6/8", 266, 33 inch arms, and 77 7/8 wingspan. So shorter arms, shorter wingspan for Nick Bosa, but he is built like his brother. Kristen Wilkins, 6'3 2/8", 315, short arms, 32 4/8 inch arms. That's the negative in the mix there for Kristen Wilkins. For a guy 6'3 2/8", those are relatively short arms, and it does matter. It absolutely matters. Arm length helps you disengage from offensive linemen. Dexter Lawrence, on the other hand, 6'4 4/8", 342, 34 6/8 inch arms, really long arms, 84 inch wingspan, which is, almost insanity. Ed Oliver, and here's the concern for Oliver, 6'1 7/8", 287, and 31 6/8 inch arms. Now, those are very short arms. Those are Mr. Potato Head, T-Rex arms. That does not help you as an interior defensive lineman, and I like Ed Oliver a lot. But I want to do something here. Mike and Anderson, just hold on a minute. If I can find this quickly, it would help if I could type, Ramona, it would help greatly. Okay. I think we have it here. Let's see. Yes. All right. So here's what I did, because my comp for Ed Oliver has been Aaron Donald, right? So I went back to check what Donald's numbers were against Ed Oliver. Remember, here's Oliver's numbers. 6'1 7/8", 287, 31 6/8 inch arms. Here is Aaron Donald at the combine. 6'1", just slightly shorter, 7/8 inch shorter than Oliver. 285, 2 pounds lighter, same exact guy. And Donald's arms were 32 5/8. So Aaron Donald's arms were almost an inch longer than at Oliver's. That's the worst part of the news for Oliver. But the other measurements are basically the exact same guy. And that is why I have made that comp. But in going back to check those numbers, this is what I really thought was funny. Because you remember, all year leading up to that draft, we had sung the praises of Aaron Donald. I said in the pre-draft shows that if he's not a top 10 pick, there's something wrong with these people. And he slipped to 13th. He should have gone higher, obviously. In hindsight, you know, he would have been one of the first two picks taken. Here's the thing. This is the funny part, because this is the experts from NFL.com who do the write-ups pre-draft on the players, as well as listing their heights and measurables from the combine. Here's what it says on Aaron Donald. Weaknesses. Marginal height and frame is nearly maxed out. Hands are more active than strong. Oh, man. Everything here is just so wrong. Could play with more pop and power. Overpowered in the run game and ground up by double teams. Yeah, well, because they have to double them every play. Get snared and controlled by bigger, longer blockers. There is a tiny bit of truth in the last sentence and a half. Not a two-gap player. Has some tweener traits. Lacks ideal length and bend to play outside. Draft projection, rounds 4 to 5. Rounds 4 to 5. Bottom line, listen to this. Here's the bottom line. This was their pre-draft talent analysis by NFL.com of Aaron Donald. Short, scrappy, instinctive, highly productive defensive lineman who does not look the part, but inspires confidence he can be an exception to the rule. Is the type you root for and has the quickness, athleticism, and motor to earn a spot as a rotational 3 technique in a fast-flowing 4-3 scheme. A rotational 3 technique. Round 4 or 5. Nice going, NFL.com. I actually, again, I only went back to look at this because I wanted to see what Donald checked in at in a comparison to Ed Oliver, and that's what I found. Just absolutely hysterical. Mike and Anderson. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well yourself?
Good, Mike. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I was thinking a couple of minutes back, you were talking about the wingspans of all the different defensive linemen at the combine.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Dexter Lawrence, 84 inches. And I got to thinking about that. Do you realize, to put that in its proper perspective, if Robert Parrish or Bill Walton or Bill Russell or somebody like that were laying flat on their back on a table, that means he could reach from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. That's mind-boggling. It is.
That's true. That's a fair point.
It is. I'm a small guy, and I might could go from the top of their head to their belly button, maybe, but I can't comprehend that. But I wanted to talk to you, if we could switch from football for just a minute, about our boy LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember back in the day when LeBron first burst on the scene. He had already made a name for himself, and you were kind of down on him, and I was too. And then as he had gotten older and won a few championships, it seemed like he had grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
He wasn't the narcissist that everybody thought he was, the me, I got it. He was a better guy and all of that, blah, blah, blah. But I was watching on, I think it was, well, it was on ESPN at lunch yesterday or day before yesterday, and the word, there are a lot of rumors coming out of L.A. that he has quit on the season. His teammates don't like him. He's not popular in the locker room. They've worked on numerous deals or checked into numerous deals. They can't get anybody that really wants to come play for him. And then the thing, it was today, I think, I saw on ESPN, where he came out with some statement after somebody had questioned his heart defensively at the end of the season, since it looks like the Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs, and he comes out with some statement like, hey, that's fine if you believe that, more power to you. Bring your best guy, put him on me defensively, blah, blah, blah. And my question for you is, again, after your view formerly of him, and then you seem to have softened, and I did too, but now that I'm hearing all of this and I'm watching, isn't LeBron James who we really thought he was? And I'll hang up and listen, Walt.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. I think narcissist is the right word. I think he's the ultimate narcissist. I think he lives, craves attention. And that's why he does all these strange things. I mean, these like workouts when championships are going on, and anything he can to put attention on himself. He demands the attention. He cannot share the attention. He cannot share the wealth. This is why no one who's ever played with him gets along with him. No one can coach him. He's uncoachable. People say, well, you know, what if he was with a great coach? He can't be. He doesn't want to be. He wants to be with puppets that he can control. Everyone who plays with him hates him. Everyone. These Laker players all hate him. The players in Cleveland all hated him. The only guy who ever liked him was Dwayne Wade. And even that couldn't last for whatever reason. But no one, he hasn't gotten along with any of the coaches. He hasn't gotten along with any of the players. In all the years I've done this, I have never seen a guy who is as self-centered as LeBron James. He lives to have every bit of the attention on him. And he will do anything outlandish to make sure that it happens. You know, Bill Ryder, CBS News, CBS national broadcast, who comes on many nights after me, he has come to like LeBron James, but he told this story, and I'm a little foggy in the details now, but he told this story at one point. I can't remember if this was with Dwayne Wade. It was he and a number of other reporters were interviewing somebody else on the team. I want to say it was Dwayne Wade, but I'm not 100% positive of that. That part may be wrong. It's neither here nor there in terms of the overall point. At some point, and LeBron James, for the moment, was left isolated, sitting over by himself. At some point, he threw a drink at them. Ryder recounts how LeBron threw a drink at them.
Why?
Because he wasn't getting the attention.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's how insane it is. And, you know, and obviously the situation in L.A. is just hideous. I mean, he's not guarding anybody. Now, a lot of those other guys aren't very good defensively either, but LeBron is supposed to be this big-time leader, and people are putting up videos every day of him just standing there. I mean, there's a video up the other day where he just leaves his guy and goes stands under the basket and lets him take a wide open three. And then after he makes it, he like looks around and raises his hand when it was his guy, and he left his man. I mean, what you're seeing in LA is almost embarrassing in terms of how bad it's gotten. But yeah, Mike, I think it is. I think to answer your question, I think this is the guy that was always there and we always knew was there. But when things were going well, when you're actually winning, then you can overlook some of these things. When things are not going well, suddenly these negative ingredients, these negative traits that he harbors in his character, they just burst out and they overwhelm everything else. You know, I'll give you a comp. It's a little similar to like Bobby Knight at Indiana. When Bobby Knight was winning, his antics didn't matter. When he was winning, nobody cared if he threw chairs or abused players or anything else he did. It was when he stopped winning that suddenly throwing chairs and being too aggressive towards players and screaming and cussing and all that stuff, that's when he was knocked out. It was when he stopped winning. And so when you're not winning, and LeBron has had trouble even when he was winning, You know, even when he won the title in Cleveland, getting along with other players on that team. But when he's not winning, then it all explodes. And that's where we are now. And yeah, no, he's, I mean, it's disgraceful he's even being paid the way he's playing. And again, you know, that's a situation in L.A. that is disastrous right now. No question about that. Hey, quickly, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at Health Dare. You know, Health Dare is not a weight loss program per se. It's a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you better from the inside out. If you have, if you're overweight, you have nasty visceral yellow fat clinging to your internal organs, suffocating you, leading into diabetes, CPAP machines, gout, high blood pressure, all these nasty conditions that you can change. You can take your life back, and that's what Health Dare can give you. Do it today. Listen to this. Frances Foster has lost 120 pounds on the Health Dare. She's so excited, she no longer has to gasp for breath while walking to her car. She's enjoying visiting theme parks, climbing mountains, doing all the things she never could do before. This could be you. Look, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. Take your life back. Get back in the game. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Do it today. Quick break. Walt Diptula, Road Rage.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405-